Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a biopic about the man who spent 16 years on the FBI's most wanted list, Whitey Bulger, and the movie is called Black Mass.
Yes, this is one of Johnny Depp's films, and I have to say, in my opinion, the previews were better than this way too long gangster film.
It's a movie, obviously, that showcases Johnny Depp's performance. That's
yes.
The main attraction here. And even though he is saddled with some really bad makeup, bad teeth, and spooky contact lenses, he manages to convey a pretty convincing performance as this really evil Boston gangster.
Well, he does bear a strong resemblance to the real Whitey Bulger, who was eventually sent to prison. But I didn't think Depp even came close to capturing the complexity of this famous gangster the way Brando or even Ray Liotta did with Goodfellas and The Godfather.
Well, I think you're right. The problem, though, I think mainly had to do with the structure of the film and the editing. It prevented it from ever achieving any dramatic arc or momentum. And I blame that mainly on the editing, because it's my understanding there were complete characters that were cut out. And of course, you have the girlfriend of Whitey Bulger's character, and she completely disappears without explanation.
Right. Well, I thought a better story would have been a focus on Whitey's brother, who was a senator in Boston.
Right.
I don't know. I'd pass on this one because I didn't enjoy it.
I give it credit for terrific production values, a very good performance by Joel Edgerton as the corrupt FBI agent who helps Whitey
Bulger.
Well,
that's true, yes.
Mm-hmm. Overall, it's The Godfather light.
You said it just perfectly.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.